Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
With all the disturbing things that we hear or see happening both in the United States of America and around the world, oftentimes you might feel helpless. You might feel like things are out of control. And what can you as an individual person do? Sometimes you're looking at this from the outside and you're being torn because of tragedies that are taking place, the disintegration of our Judeo-Christian values. Well, what can one person do? We're going to talk about that on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, it's a natural thing to feel helpless in times of situations where things seem to be spinning out of control, where things, for example, in the United States of America with regards to our Judeo-Christian values, whether they be same-sex marriage or the abortion industry and the brutality of abortion as revealed by these undercover videos, people who are being killed literally in college campuses because they profess Jesus Christ and they're shot when they acknowledge that they are Christians and killed in execution style, or the terror that took place in Paris and that takes place around the world and particularly in the Middle East with our Christian brothers and sisters literally being slaughtered and brutally beaten and murdered because of their faith in Jesus Christ. With all of these things sort of spinning, as it were, out of control, it's easy for people to ask the question, what can I do, and feel helpless in the process. But at the end of the day, we know that God birthed us for this moment, and He didn't give us a spirit of timidity or fear, that God is still on the throne, and we need to pray and ask the Lord how He can use you in your particular situation to glorify Him for greatness.
Well, that's right, Matt. My wife and I were watching some of the coverage on Paris and some other terrorist attacks around the world. We were talking about how our nation has fallen here in the United States in its embrace of sin and destruction of the institution of marriage as God designs it, and its really repudiation of God's natural law and His truths, and how a nation who turns its face from God like that cannot be long for the world. And we were talking about this, and she said, "What can I do? I feel helpless." And I said, "Honey, all we can do is pray and be bold as a lion. We are not to have a spirit of fear and timidity, and we shouldn't. And we were called as God's children, and we have the Holy Spirit, and we have to remember that He is sovereign. He is in control of all this. He saw all of this. He knew all of this since before the beginning of time. So I'm, you know, while out of one side of my mouth, I recognize that our nation deserves God's judgment, that the world is engaged in a spiritual World War III, and we are on the precipice, I believe, of World War III, of an actual World War III, and people I really respect have talked about that. But we need to understand that this one, perhaps more than any other, is a holy war, if you will. This is a spiritual warfare that we are seeing occurred, and anybody who has the Holy Spirit and knows Christ, I think, can feel that. So be bold, be faithful, trust God, and pray.
Yeah, you know, Liberty Counsel has a number of avenues for people to get involved. We have the Liberty Prayer Network, and that's headed up by Maureen Bravo, who has been a prayer intercessor and a good friend of Liberty Counsel and of Anita and me for a number of years. And I was on a telephone call just, not long ago with prayer intercessors around the country. There were 700 prayer intercessors on that call. These were not just people who were, these were people who literally are praying on a regular, daily basis for the various ministries, for the country, for the world, for our Christian brothers and sisters. So you can be part of our Liberty Prayer Network as well. Just call us and or send us an email, liberty@lc.org, liberty@lc.org, and ask about how you can be plugged in to the Liberty Prayer Network. Certainly, you know, when we look at Esther, you can't get any worse than the time of Esther, where she was living in a nation which was the most powerful on the planet. There's no other nation that could come to rescue against that nation that she was living in, and that was the most powerful one. So when that nation said something, then there's nobody else that can contradict it. And when the king issues a decree, the king can't even change his mind the next day. It's done. Once he signs the seal on that particular law, it becomes the law of Persia, and then it becomes irrevocable. And the law was, if you're a Jew, 6 weeks from this date, you will all die. Not that you're going to lose your life for a lack of business, or you're going to be mocked, or you're going to be ridiculed. No, you're going to die. All of you are dead 6 weeks from now, and there's nothing that can be done. No one can come to save you. But what they did was they gathered for prayer. They had 3 days of fasting and prayer. Esther with her girls in the palace, and Mordecai with his people outside of the palace. And then they put their lives on the line. And today we celebrate the Feast of Purim, which is a miraculous 180-degree turn of events. The Jewish people were not annihilated. They survived. The Persian government is gone. It no longer exists. It's modern-day Iran, but it's not the same entity as it was back then. But that was all turned around through prayer. And if you look also at Isaiah, I think it's 38, 37, right in that time, right in that area of the book of Isaiah, the king of Assyria was coming after the king of Jerusalem, of Judah. And there was no way that they could overcome it. But what they do, Isaiah prayed for King Hezekiah, and there was a rumor that broke out in the camp that there was war going on back home, which wasn't true, but they left. They called off the assault, and ended up that the king was killed by his sons when he got back to his own country. Prayer turned that around.
Yeah, and of course, 1 Timothy tells us to pray for our leaders, to pray for those who are in authority, and sometimes that is very difficult to do. When, for instance, your leader, your president, is the modern day equivalent of Nero, the emperor of Rome. Not only in that he is fiddling while Rome burns and is importing terrorists with this refugee crisis, Syrian refugee crisis, untold thousands of potential terrorists coming along and being played for the fool and roaming as. Or rather fiddling as Rome burns. He also, like Nero, of course, is very hostile to religious freedom, particularly Christianity. And so how do you pray for somebody like that, Matt, and when admonished to do so by 1 Timothy? I find myself praying that his heart, which is hardened and darkened, would be softened, that the scales would be removed from his eyes, and that he would see how he is being used as a pawn by the enemy of the world to the enemy's own destructive means. And so I pray that Obama's eyes would be opened and that his heart would be softened.
Well, you know, Kim Davis, the Rowan County, Kentucky clerk, prayed the prayer of Jabez to expand her territory, to expand her influence. And that was the prayer that she prayed before Kim Davis's name and her bold stance became known around the world. And you have to know that when you pray, be prepared for God to use you in mighty ways. So pray, number one, obviously. And then be bold as a lion, like you're talking about, Matt, and connect with organizations like Liberty Council. Liberty Council is a tool. It's a way for you to be able to have your influence in a lot of different ways and places around the country. You may not be able to be there or have the ability to affect change, but Liberty Council can, and we can't do it without your prayers first and your financial support along the way. So go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, lc.org. Join with the ministry of Liberty Council. I can tell you that this is not a smoke and mirrors ministry. And there are some that are like that, that there are just a lot of rhetoric, but Liberty Council is a lot of action. And God has really blessed this organization with a lot of different opportunities. You can be a part of it. Your contribution to Liberty Council goes directly to program. And that is very significant your contribution will go directly to advancing religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, or the family through litigation, through education in a wide variety of mechanisms and manners, and through public policy, through our offices in Washington, D.C., in Virginia, and Florida, and also a major outreach that we have in Israel through Christians in Defense of Israel and Covenant Journey and much more. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and get involved.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.